Have you ever heard of Dudley Ting? If you had lived in Philadelphia in the 1850s, you would know the name. For Dudley Ting was a young Episcopalian pastor, a bold proclaimer of the gospel. Some people would say just downright outspoken. His father was pastor of a large congregation, and when he retired, Dudley took over the parish, but he didn't last long. He expressed his sentiments against slavery very clearly, and some of the members didn't care for that, so he resigned and started his own congregation. In 1858, a spiritual awakening was flowing through Philadelphia, and Dudley was right in the middle of it. Literally, in the middle of the day, in the middle of downtown Philadelphia, at the YMCA, he was holding services. Thousands of people would come on their lunch hour to hear him. They were attracted by his uncompromising stand for the gospel. One day, Dudley was out in the country visiting at the home of family or friends, I'm not sure which. They were shelling corn and he was not helping, he was only observing. But somehow, the long loose sleeve on his arm got caught in the cogs of the wheels and his right arm was pulled into the machine and crushed. The best medical assistance of the day could not save Dudley Ting's life. After 4 days, infection set in and he was on his deathbed. Family and friends gathered in the room. His father was sitting near him and he asked his son if he had any message for the people. And Dudley replied, "Tell them to stand up for Jesus." In that group of people was one of his good friends, a Presbyterian pastor named George Duffield. He was moved by the scene and deeply grieved by his friend's death. The following Sunday, he made his own worship service a kind of personal memorial to his friend. He chose Ephesians 6 for his sermon text. "Be strong in the Lord, put on the whole armor of God, so that you will be able to stand." And as part of his message, he included a poem he had written, which was inspired by his friend's last words. The poem began, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, lift high your royal banners, they must not suffer loss. The poem received wider distribution and became very popular when it was joined to a show tune that had been written by George Webb. A tragedy had been turned into a triumphant hymn. George Duffield took the dying words of his friend, words which undoubtedly would have been forgotten, and immortalized them in one of the most stirring calls of the Christian faith, "Stand Up for Jesus."
Stand up for Jesus, stand in the battle cry. Till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord on high.